Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman.
This is Jennifer Hellman. I want to welcome you and thank you for listening to AIR, Abstract Illusions Radio. Not too long ago, I had a wonderful woman on named Marina Ingalls. She is a talented psychic and healer who has blessed many with her readings. Marina is clairvoyant, empathic, and does spiritual intuitive readings. She realized she had psychic abilities at an early age, and didn't really do anything about it until she had a near-death experience in 1996. Now, there's another thing I love about this woman. We share the same birthday. When she was on originally, we after the show, we discussed having her on closer to our birthday, which was December 18th, and doing psychic readings together. We are celebrating our birthdays by giving you all readings. So I want to welcome Raina to the show, and happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Happy birthday to you, too. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
We had a wonderful time last time, so I want to make sure to have you on again.
Thank you. It was fun.
So, how did you celebrate your birthday this year? Anything special?
We had a family dinner. We went out to eat. There's lots of great restaurants here in Kansas City, so we celebrated at my favorite restaurant.
Excellent. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I did a similar thing. So if you have any questions for me and or Raina, please, you can give us a call at 877-876-5227 in the U.S. Or if you're in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. We share a birthday with quite a few kind of famous people.
Yes. Brad Pitt being one.
Yeah, Brad Pitt. Steven Spielberg.
Right.
We also have the same as Jonathan Carnes, who is an astrologer.
Really?
So I was looking online, and we actually, on this date in 1865, they abolished slavery, actually, officially. So it's just
wow.
A good day.
That's awesome.
Yes. And also, it's very close to the Galactic Center, so we have an extra special touch at manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
So, with your reading, do you find you have a special knack in one area more than others? Like, do you prefer or do you get more readings with relationships or with career or a mixed gamut?
Well, I feel like soulmate relationships are really, I guess it's my specialty. It's become that anyway because there's such an interest in that, and there seems to be so many people finding their soulmates.
Yes.
Such a rapid rate in this, you know, this time that we're living in. So I think that's become my forte.
Excellent. We had actually somebody who's written a book on soulmates on last week, and he saw a lot of different patterns. Do you see a certain pattern with the connections of soulmates or how things are evolving? Or you mentioned that they have been more frequent now. So have you noticed?
Yes, I feel like people are making that soulmate connection more so now than ever before. And, it's a much bigger picture than just two people coming together. It's a healing of the earth, if you will. So, you know, it's a much bigger thing than just the love connection. It's creating unconditional love that is healing, you know, the earth energetically. So that's why it's coming at this time. You know, we just really need that right now.
Yes, we most definitely do.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems that a lot of at least through the many years that I've been doing readings, there's been a lot of people that have met someone certain that they knew it was it, and they really are a soulmate. Mm-hmm. And yet one or the other, something always makes one of them run. Or mm-hmm. somehow one meets somebody that just interrupts the whole pattern. And I'm finding that a lot of those blocks now are turning around and they're coming back. So, and things are getting resolved. So that's always good to hear when they actually do work out.
Right, right. Well, they're meant to, I believe.
Yes.
The universe brings two people together in that kind of an intensity called the twin flame or the soulmate connection. And it's not something we're used to. You know, for many generations, people have been in relationship and married and carrying on their lives without that, you know, fairy tale kind of magical connection. And when you do find that, or and people aren't usually looking for it,
mm-hmm.
it just happens. They just run across that kind of intensity, and
right.
it's too much for them. They don't understand it. They recognize that there's something really special about that, but they just aren't sure about how to handle it. And so that's why they run. You know, that's why one or the other runs, because they're not quite sure, and it's uncomfortable. And but it's something that's so compelling. So even if they run, they do come back. They do return, because it's like a magnetic attraction that keeps drawing them back. So it's a very interesting dynamic.
Yes, it is. And
uh-huh.
don't you see that, or haven't you seen the pattern that even though they initially met, it's because one or the other, or actually both of them, have certain lessons that really haven't
mm-hmm.
been fulfilled,
mm-hmm.
and that's another reason why it's
right.
almost there's this unwritten guarantee that, you know, you go get your lessons done, and then you'll have your reward.
Right, right, right. It's And people don't recognize that they have lessons until they do meet that other soulmate energy. So once they meet it and recognize it, then they go away, like you said, finish what they need to do to be able to come back to that soulmate. But if they hadn't met that soulmate in the first place, they wouldn't have recognized the lessons. I think that's what you were alluding to, I think.
Yes,
yeah.
Very much so. And we have our first caller. Welcome, caller.
Hey, this is Brant.
Hi, Brant. How are you doing?
Good. How are you ladies doing? And
just
happy
fine.
Birthday to both of you, by the way.
Thank you.
Well, I'm curious to know, my birthday is May 9th, and I'm curious to know what the first quarter of 2008, if there's anything that kind of jumps out at all.
I want you to go first, Rena.
Sorry?
You're going first, so where?
Well, okay.
What are you getting?
Jump right in there whenever you get ready. I see that your career is going to be wonderful. You're pretty ambitious, and you have a really natural business acumen, and I feel like that's going to be your focus.
Okay.
It's going to be a wonderful time for you for your career. And you're also pretty creative, too. Do you act, or have you ever been interested in acting?
not really a fan. My job is kind of creative, but
Well, you may not think of, well, acting would be like you're thinking of it as on stage. So do you sing karaoke or do anything? Because I see you out in front of a crowd.
Hmm.
Public speaking?
Yeah, it could be speaking or doing workshops or something. I just see kind of a something in front of people that you're doing. You're by yourself, like holding a workshop or seminar, doing some kind of a.
Okay.
What is your work?
I do metal finishing. Make like brass and copper and stainless mirror.
You're
like
an artist. You truly are.
I just do metal fabrication and stuff. I don't know.
Don't say just metal fabrication. That's amazing. And I can feel it in your voice. I can sense it in your voice. Can't you, Jennifer?
Yes, definitely.
He's really an artist.
Very much so. His work has a definite magic and energy to it. Because I do get that he, and I feel very strongly that he's very intuitive as well. And he has a lot of, he gives himself 100% to whatever he's doing in that moment. He's able to be really present at whatever he's doing or whoever he's with. He's definitely always 100% with them.
Yeah, that's spot on. One last question, and then I'll let you guys, let other people get a chance. But the relationship I'm in right now, do you feel that that's going to be a long-term kind of thing?
And what's her name?
Jenny.
Jenny?
Yeah.
What's her birthday?
December 10th.
Another Sag.
Wow.
Yeah, she's Sagittarius.
Well, happy birthday to her.
Yeah.
A few weeks late, but I do
feel like it's a long term.
Yeah,
okay.
I see total commitment. And I do see a wedding next year.
I'm seeing a wedding next year.
Probably in the fall. Late summer, early fall. I'm picking up a commitment. Solid. Wedding, the whole nine yards. And I do feel that your career is going to take a bit of a shift from what you're doing now, still somehow related, but I do think it's going to be more public with what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, thank you, ladies, very much. You guys have a great night.
Well, good luck. Thanks for calling in. Good luck.
All right, thanks.
Okay. He has a real magnetism about him.
Yes, he does. He has a really sweet energy.
He's going to do some great things. He has such a humanitarian heart, and I hope he's listening because
I'm sure he is.
He could really expound on that.
So, what else would you like to say about it? That's something he needs to focus on.
Well, I feel like he will, whether through volunteer work or something that's related to his career, and that's kind of what you were.
Yes.
Alluding to at the very end. Another caller.
And we do have another caller. Welcome, caller. Thank you for listening. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Jen on air. Do you have a question for Raina and I?
Yes, I do. My birthday is June 25th.
And your name is?
And my name is Joni.
Joni. Hi, Joni.
How you doing? And happy birthday to both of you ladies.
Thank you.
And happy holiday also. I was curious, lately it seems like I'm losing things. Like I lost my cell phone, I lost some money today, I lost something else that was really important to me, like within the past 2 weeks. And I'm wondering, why is that occurring? You know, all of a sudden where things that, you know, that I really need are like, you know, I can't find them. What is your feeling about that?
Something's going on in the cosmos, and I think Jennifer can probably tell you exactly what's happening with
you.
Well,
right now there's a lot of things that are being pushed out of our ways so we pay more attention to ourselves and look within right now because, as they say, and I'm reading and hearing, the big squeeze is on. So everybody's being pushed to kind of go within and not worry so much about the external things. It's often the things you lose is something better is going to come in every time. It generally is the case. So if you're losing something, the other thing that I'm picking up is there's other things that you really should be letting go of, and you're not. So the cosmos is saying, all right, we're going to take this away. Maybe she'll get a clue. I feel like you're holding on to something that you really, it's time to let go of.
Well, is it my job or where I live? Do you see me doing that in the new year?
I'm actually getting the month of March. And I think it's both. I'm getting job and the house moving for the job. And also a different kind of job, more diversified. Similar field, but more broad in scope.
What kind of a job?
I'm just saying it's in the same field or a similar field than what you have now.
Right.
They're not saying exactly what it is, just that it's not exactly as you're doing. It's like step to the right 3 feet, and it's very similar, but you have a little more challenge. Because I think right now I'm getting you very, you need the movement. You need something to stimulate you.
Yeah, well, you know, I have had a music career in the past, too, and a lot of my entertainer friends are coming back into my life, you know. We're all reconnecting from, like, 25 years ago. That's been coming in, too, and they've all been trying to reconnect with each other.
That's wonderful, and music is healing to the earth, so I'm not surprised at all. Entertainment, laughter, writing, all the arts are very healing to the earth, and it's really, I think there's a big push for more people to express themselves in some artistic way. So it could be back in the entertainment field.
There is a reason that's coming back around again, Joni. And I'm feeling like what you were doing before, or what you're doing now, is boring to you almost. You're losing your...
Well, what I was doing before was way more rewarding than what I'm doing now. That's for
right,
sure.
Right.
I was
that's
using my talent more.
Back. And you cannot, you are somebody that cannot handle boredom. You just cannot.
Pardon me?
You cannot handle any kind of boredom at all.
That's really right, I can't.
Yeah. And you know what, you have a really strong intuition yourself.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
You're very intuitive.
Oh, yes, I am.
Very intuitive.
I read my own cards, as a matter of fact,
uh-huh.
And I do
yeah.
read
you
for
have
other
a strong,
people.
Strong intuition.
Very strong. In fact, I've had readers want me to start reading for people, but I kind of put it in the back burner, like maybe that's not me. But people have told me that before I should be doing that. Even medium work, because I pick up things from the other side. You know,
uh-huh.
Very
uh-huh.
clear audience. That's what I'd like to do that. It's just a responsibility with that, you know.
Well, there's definitely a responsibility, but it's worth. At least for me, I don't mind the responsibility. It you keep yourself in check, that's for sure.
Maybe but I should touch into that a little bit more then.
You want me to touch more on,
yes.
on what?
My love life. I haven't had a love life in years. And yet another thing, old boyfriends wanting to come back in.
Well, there's another thing that's going on in the planets. Right now, and it has to do actually with the full moon on Saturday, which is in Capricorn. Think back to, and this goes for everybody in the audience actually, what was going on between May 31st and July 7th. During that time, there's been a lot of situations that have went incomplete, and it's coming back for completion at a higher level. So whatever is coming back, it's going to be very positive. So I'm not surprised that all your friends are coming back. I'm not surprised. This is a time for reconnection, clearing, like anything that wasn't complete is coming back to get complete.
So that's what's going on, because it's weird. I keep on getting these emails from people I worked with 25, 30 years ago with my music, and it's like they're just like screaming out to everybody to come visit and reconnect. I mean, it's very strong. There was a very obviously a very strong link between all of us that used to sing to a lot of people and entertain them. I would have to go to Seattle to see these people. And the problem is money right now, too. I need to be making more money. So.
Well, everything money-wise is going to be turning around for you, January, February. And I do think there is a new job. And so the other thing to look at is, since you want to end up in Seattle, is look for a job in Seattle.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to go back to the rain.
Yeah.
But I do have a lot of good friends there. I really do. It's been very hard where I live now. You know, it's just, I live in Las Vegas. It's very hard here to make
friends. It's a lot of changing energies there.
It's very difficult here.
There's a lot of constructions, a lot of upheavals. It's constantly changing, and yeah, I can understand why Vegas is a little hard to take right now. So
well,
I'm just seeing, I definitely see March
you
moving, and I do see a new job. It may be that you're just going to step in, up and do your spiritual calling and do readings, and in Vegas you can do it there, and you can be very profitable actually in Vegas, but I do see you moving.
Out of state? Because I own a house here. I can't just sell my house.
Oh, I understand that, but you could also rent it out.
That's true, too. I thought about that. But I have a lot of animals that I take care of. So it kind of complicates things.
It's only complicated if you make it complicated.
That's true.
And, you know, if spirit is pushing you to do something different, this is a wake-up time. It really is. So waking you up to look inside and see where your true passions are, where your true calling is, and pick it up and run with it.
It's pretty deep.
Joni, would you mind if I ask you how old you are?
Yes, I'm 55.
55, okay. You are starting to go through a transition, a major transformation. It's going to be from now through your 57th year. So you're going to go through lots of change. And, you know, like Jennifer said, you're letting go of the old and, you know, moving into the new phase of your life completely, totally.
Well, so I better be ready for it, huh?
Oh, well,
I'm going into my number 5 year, too, numerologically, so that's a lot of little changes right there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And you're 55 now, and next year is a 1 year, and right now, if you reduce your birthday down, it's also a 1. So it's all about you and figuring out what you truly want to do.
Well, that's
time
nice.
To have some fun.
Yes, I will. You two are really powerful together.
Well, your 5 year is all about freedom and connecting to others. Do you know that? And it is also the year that you change residence.
It is?
Yes. Mhm. Yes, yes, yes.
Wow.
And pursuing new employment opportunities. I'm looking at another source that I have. It's all about independence and freedom and connecting with others and moving. So there's lots of change coming for you. Just hold on to your hat.
Well, you know, when I came to Las Vegas, I was in a number 5 year.
Uh-huh.
And I was in San Francisco at the time, and I got involved in that big earthquake in San Francisco in
right.
1989, and that forced me to come here. It was one of those things where it was a catalyst to making a huge change.
Uh-huh.
So I know what you're saying.
So you know how it feels. Remember how that was, and it's much the same energy, isn't it?
Yes.
Uh-huh, that you're experiencing now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just not very happy where I'm at. You know, it's like it's not me or something. I don't know.
Well, you're not alone. There's a lot of people who are feeling kind of lethargic. They feel edgy. They feel uncomfortable. They want to do something. They're not sure what to do. And the answers are always within. So sit still. Just look exactly where you want to go. I mean, even if you pick up a map and say, all right, my finger, we're going here, and pick up your animals and go for it.
You're right. Well,
thank
you
very
much.
Going to be really powerful. It's going to be a good year for you, believe it or not. Really?
I kind of enjoy change anyway. You know, I don't like to stay in one spot too long. I like to keep things interesting.
Yes.
I've been very bored lately, so this is not a bad thing. Just as long as I can financially keep up with it, I'll be fine.
And, you know, spirit's not going to put you in a place that you're not going to be able to handle it. Things might be tight just a touch, but I'm seeing you be, once you get over there into your new place, it's just, you're going to thrive.
I can hardly wait. Well, thank you very much.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
You have lots
you,
of
ladies.
Excitement and lots of good things coming, so good luck.
Thank you to both of you, and have a happy holiday.
You
too.
Thank
Christmas.
You so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, that wonderful chart you were reading off of?
Yes.
Do you want to go through just briefly what the other
years
are?
Sure. What year is it for you, Jennifer? Do you know?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. In some ways, I'm going into a 3 year. In other ways, if you just go by birthday, it's a 9 year, so it's completion.
Okay. This is personal years. So the personal year, one personal year is planting seeds, rebirth, beginning of a new era.
Okay. And hold that thought because we do have another caller.
Okay.
Hello, caller. How are you?
Hi. Thanks. Thanks. I'm well. Thank you. My name's Jim, and I was wondering what you see for me next year because this year was a bit of a heavy year. I'm unemployed. I'm looking to start my own business, and I'm single and divorced 2 years ago. So I know next year is going to be a better year. I just have to wait a couple more weeks, and I'm almost there.
Yes. What is your birthday?
6/8/1965.
Okay.
Okay. You did have a down cycle, didn't you? But you know what? You have such a great attitude, and I really don't feel like you got too destroyed by it. Not like most people would. I see that your career is going to do much better next year. You're very intellectual, and you're going to use more of that skill, and more of your skill of communication also is coming into play next year. You're going to have a really successful year. 2008 is going to be a great, great year for you.
Okay.
Is this something with architecture or...
No, I'm not.
Drawing or?
No.
Okay. I see you doing something really creative.
Okay.
Again, your communication skills are really what your forte. You know, that's really where it's at with you. You love to communicate in any way you can, don't you?
Okay. And anything relationship-wise developing or?
I don't see anybody that's in your life right now. I'm getting June. There's going to be someone in June come through.
That's what I was getting near his birthday. Uh-huh. He's going to meet someone.
Good, yeah. And it's work-related. Are you getting that, Jen?
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh. Someone
and it's a very good, solid relationship.
Uh-huh.
I'm also getting most likely she's going to be an earth sign.
That would be good, like a Capricorn or Virgo.
Virgo or Taurus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm also getting, believe it or not, her first name starting with a V, like Vicky, Victoria, Virginia.
That'll give you something to look out for.
So what was that? You know, the only thing sometimes it's hard to hear because it's harder to hear through the phone than the radio, but you said starting with a V. What was that for?
That is the first name of the woman who's coming, the person coming into your life. I see the letter V.
Okay. Usually I date foreign women. Do you see a country behind her?
If any, it's either England. It's definitely European. So either England or France.
Okay. And that's in June, right?
That's in June. And it's work-related.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was going to work at home, so I hope that doesn't...
No, it could be. It starts out as a client and then turns out to be something more.
Yeah, well,
or
good.
If you have any vendors, it's somebody associated that you get some kind of service with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I was right in my thinking this was, I think, a 5 year for me, so that's why it was kind of like heavy and out of control.
This is a 5 year?
I think it was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So next year will be a 6, and you know what that means. That means finding a soulmate.
Okay.
It's family and relationship.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the main thing to look forward to.
It's the year you're most likely to get married or engaged, and it's really a very harmonious year.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
If there's anything else you can tell me. If not, I appreciate your insight.
Well, the one thing, make sure you have a good foundation for your business, that you have you have everything set up before you really get started.
Okay.
All right. Read some books out there on starting a business so you understand exactly what you're getting into. But once you get the foundation, it will be very strong for you.
Okay, then. I'll keep that in mind.
Okay.
Thank you, girls. Have a great night.
Yes,
thanks.
Thank you.
Happy holidays to you.
So, did you want me to go through the
Sure, please.
For you? Okay, you probably know these by heart.
I don't know about that.
Well, the number one year is planting seeds and the rebirth and new beginnings. Like things that have concerned you in the past, even in the past decade, no longer matter, and so your priorities change completely. And the number two year is nurturing, development. That's the time which the seeds of change you planted during the one year start to grow.
Right.
And
we're now having another caller.
Okay.
We'll get back to the list in just a second. Welcome, caller.
Hi.
Hi. Can we have your name and your birthday, please?
Yes, my name is Janice.
Hi, and Janice. And your birthday is?
My birth date is January 7th, 1954.
Well, this will be a good, strong year for you. There's a lot of planets in
Capricorn
happening this year.
So did you have a certain question or something you'd like for us to focus on?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Did you have something you would like for us to focus on, Janice?
Yes, I am just at the point in my life where that I can finish my education with the last little chickie ready to leave the nest here soon. I don't know what area that I should go into.
Well, you, being a Capricorn, have a good business sense. And a great leadership ability.
Great focus.
Good organizing. Anything in public organizations. Have you thought about doing some kind of mediation or negotiation or anything handling finances, too? You're great with money and, things like that. Financial affairs.
Well, I was part owner in a business with my deceased husband, and I went ahead and let the business go after he passed. But I did enjoy it, and yes, I was very good at it. I just decided that I didn't want to continue by myself.
Are you looking to do something more creative? Because I feel like you want to kind of cut loose this time in school.
Well, I have had been a wife and mother for so many years. I just, and my attention and affections had been pulled to that area to
right,
be what other people
yourself.
Wanted or needed me to be. So I really, truly feel like I'm thrown out in the world and can do anything. But I would like a little direction as to what I would be really good at.
I'm still getting some kind of business.
Me too.
I'm getting business. Even just your energy is just very much into business. And maybe it's even just teaching others business.
Yeah, and I just see you managing organizing and running an office, some kind of an office somewhere, something where you're in charge and you're just, you are being able, you're able to dictate to people, you know, what to do.
Yes, in a kind way.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Of course.
I'm just getting very strongly that it's something to do with an office environment, and it could be that you're training people to do their job, and there's a lot of education you can do, like human resources would be good for you also.
Yeah, true.
I'm really just getting something with business to really get all the energy, and I'm really getting like human resources would be a good area for you.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
And, you know, in that kind of a position, you're really your own boss, pretty much. I don't see you working well under people, you know, unless you have a lot of freedom to do your own thing.
Yes, I am very much a free spirit.
Yeah.
Very opinionated.
You can work for a large company, but you have to be in control of your own little department, in other words. You need to do your own thing.
And in human resources, you can still be
right.
That nurturing
right.
presence that you've had years to develop.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
And they have those human resources degrees, don't they? If you're going back to school,
yes.
It would only take you a couple of years, maybe 18 months, I don't know, in an accelerated program. But that would be excellent for you.
All right. That is very helpful. And I will be a widow 8 years. In February, and I would like to know is when is my love cycle going to hit?
Well, I don't see it for a while. Are you getting anything, Jen? I don't see it.
For some reason, I see you getting remarried in 2009. I'm not sure. I'm late 2009. I'm seeing you get married, and I don't think it's going to be a long courtship. So it may be later in 2008 you meet someone, and then you just get married a year later.
Yeah.
I see you guys with each other for at least a year, but I see a marriage
mm-hmm.
late 2009.
Yeah. So it's going to be a while. You'll have time to figure out what your career is going to be and get that established. Before you one thing at a time.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. But I see you really focusing on your career first.
And yourself?
The love life coming later.
Kind of nurturing yourself as well.
Uh-huh.
But you're a very giving person.
Yes, I am.
And just know that everybody really does appreciate, because I don't think people really show their appreciation for you, and at times you feel like you're being taken for granted. And, again, I keep getting that something is going to come back so you really understand how much you really are appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this job as a, you know, in human resources or something similar is going to be so rewarding for you. Because something else I'm picking up, too, is you have a real strong humanitarian streak in you.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Not just for your family, but for, you know, the world in general.
Yes, I do.
And this would really be something that would be self-satisfying. You would really feel like you were helping people. Well, we've got you figured out.
Yes, I would like to be in a field where that I do help people on a larger level than just walking in a store and being a magnet for whatever person has the largest problem will gravitate
uh-huh.
to me.
Right.
Well, human resources, you'll get that, and
uh-huh.
you'll be able to deal with it. And
uh-huh.
I'm getting human resources very strong for you.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I appreciate you.
I wish you both
listening.
A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we were on the list. I think we're up to three.
Right. So we're on three. Three is the year of business success, personal success, expansion, and blossoming. So, you know, you've had one and two. So three is when your efforts really start beginning to show and you get all kinds of surprises. And it's an enthusiastic year, you know, for life in general.
Yes.
So the only drawback of three is the 3 year is that it presents you with a lot of opportunities that you might be tempted to take on more than you can really handle, you know, because you're really getting excited and into it. Personal year four is maintenance, work, self-control, and responsibility. And so this, there we go again.
Yes. Hello, caller. This is Jen.
Yes. Hi, Jen. Good evening, Raina. My name is Susan, and my birthday is March 25th, 1961. I am just calling this evening to see in general what you're picking up with my vibration. And also, more of a specific question, is anything that you may get on a higher purpose project that I'm working on right now?
Higher purpose project. So you're working on something already established?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Well, I see it continuing, and it is going to gain momentum this next year.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you. It's cutting in and out.
The project will gain momentum, and it's going to get noticed.
It's going to get what?
Noticed.
Okay.
Um, 2008 is your year for that. Yes. Is it a? It's a global thing, isn't it? Something that you're putting out there. I see the media. Something with the media, to do with the media.
Okay.
So that might be advertising whatever you're doing. That might mean advertising. I don't know if you've started that yet, but I see that happening.
No, I haven't. No, I haven't. I'm actually a medium myself and have started doing some channelings, and so I was just wondering if you know, got anything on that as far as the next couple of years, or just any input energetically or vibrationally that you, the two of you, may be picking up about it.
Are you doing readings now?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Are you feeling like part of you is, I keep getting some kind of block?
Some kind of block?
Yes.
Pertaining to the project, or?
I've seen there was a block and it's being removed this next year, so things are going to be flowing to you much easier than they have been in the past.
Okay.
Okay.
With my psychic
your
and
broad mind. In all aspects of your life, I just see this block being removed.
Okay.
Intuitively, you're going to be getting stronger, and also new gifts are coming in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I see some traveling and doing this at the same time, doing your purpose and travel.
That would be wonderful, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Been very drawn to that, just traveling around and helping as many people as I can.
Yeah, and it's not particularly like long distances, but just, you know, like within the country, but there may be some out-of-country travel too, but mostly just, you know, within the country.
Okay.
This country.
Okay.
So you need to do some marketing and get in touch with some people that do, like, PR for people who can set up, like, special readings in different areas. I'm also seeing a book. Are you working on your book yet?
I saw that, too.
Because I see, like, a book tour is what I'm seeing.
Thank you.
And then also that you do readings after or before you're signing books.
Yeah.
So you need to get some
too.
Kind of management or agent to help you with that.
Okay.
For setting that up.
Okay. Yes, just to give you both some validation, it is going to be in a book form. And
wonderful.
I do a lot of gallery readings and things like that now. And so that definitely isn't aligned with what I'm being told and propelled forward to do. So I just didn't know if, you know, if there was anything else.
You're following your purpose because I feel you are someone that's always fought for a cause. You know, you have to have a cause to fight for. That's really your passion in a way. Because you have such strong ideals. So whatever your book is about, I know that it's very meaningful for many, many people.
Yes. Yes, it is definitely supposed to help mankind.
Right. And it's a message that needs to be to get out there, and people need to hear it.
Wonderful.
I just feel like it's a global.
Yeah, I keep getting
it's on a global scale that this needs to happen. So it will.
Any input on Jennifer? You had mentioned about the marketing and things like that. Do you get anything more specific or of a direction for me to go with that? Or
well, I mean, you can go online and there's a lot of people who will help you with your book marketing, and that's what you really need. Also, the other thing I'm getting is start getting leaks out. Like, do you do any blogging online?
No, I don't. No, in fact, I haven't even set up a website or anything yet. So
start it, because you got to start getting like little hints out there so you start catching attention of what your message is, what you're about. You need to make more of yourself present in the global and just even within the U.S., but globally, because it is a global message that you're getting out there. So you need to get part of the web and get your message, start kind of just little blurbs here and there and get your website done.
That is, that, you know, that feels to me more, or maybe not more, but has to do with the block situation that you were talking about. Because it's like I'm an Aries, so I have the really hard time with follow through. Something that I really struggle with. But I've been talking about, you know, and wanting to get a website going and things like that. But as far as, you know, starting the steps to do that, there does seem to be some type of block. So I've been honoring that, and maybe it's my, you know, to my own and the project's detriment. Do you pick anything on that, or?
Well, you need to look within and say, okay, what's your fear of getting out there?
I'm sorry?
What's your fear about getting out there?
Yeah, you're hitting on that, aren't you?
I mean, part of you is very afraid of, number one, being noticed.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting, being Aries, because there's always a leader.
I know.
My rising sign is Aries, so I understand totally.
Yeah.
But also, I'm just getting that there's a lot of people out there that you can hire to do blogs. You just tell them, okay, this is the subject, this is what, and they go out and get the blogs done. Same with websites. You tell them basically what you want, and they'll get it. They might ask for you to write a little content and exactly what you want said, but basically somebody else can put it together for you, and you can just pay them.
Yeah, my forte is definitely not the internet and such like that. My knowledge on it is fairly limited. I'm self-taught, and so I think that's part of just, you know, being a little bit intimidated about that process is probably part of that block that you were picking up. Well, thank you so much, both of you.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I hope you both have a really wondrous and beautiful holiday season.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Good night.
Bye-bye.
That is a common occurrence, is people being afraid of success.
Uh-huh. Right. Mm-hmm.
So,
but I feel like she's going to network with people, and she's going to find the right people that are going to help her.
Well, I think Spirit's going to bring them in. that's generally what happens. She just needs to, you know, get out of her own way in a way.
Right.
And then everything is going to, she's going to do very well once she gets out of her own way. She should be quite successful.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like that number four you were talking about.
Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any other comments you wanted to make on the last caller?
Well, I just was thinking about how common it is with people that have problems with computers and internet, but, you know, they have a message, and it's just getting past that.
Yeah, the internet is, like, one of the fastest ways
to get
it out there, and it's very inexpensive, if not free.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I feel like she's going to find the right people, or they're going to find her. She's going to connect with the right people to make her project happen, because, you know, this is her job. You know,
right.
The universe has given her this message, so it will get out there.
And, you know, being on the internet will also help her business just overall as well.
Right.
Doing
right.
readings and connecting with more like-minded people as like us.
Right. Kindred spirits.
Yes, most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So we were on the four with responsibility.
Right. And maintenance and work and self-control. And the funny thing about this year is a common way to describe it is two steps forward and two steps back. Because sometimes you don't feel like you're making much headway. But the whole point of this year four is to create a firm foundation, you know, that can support the maturing of your life goals over the next couple of years. So then the next year, personal year five, is all about independence and freedom and connecting to others. And that's the one that the one caller was
right
in.
Jim, I believe.
Yeah. It's a lot of positive opportunities that present themselves, you know, like changing residence, pursuing new employment opportunities and making new friends and just everything, just kind of, you know, I liken it to, you know, when lakes sometimes turn, you know, it's like all the stuff from the bottom rises to the top and they just kind of, you know, reverse.
Right.
Kind of like that. And so six, personal year six, is finding a soulmate, love, family, home, intense feelings, in existing relationships are possible, finding a soulmate, getting married, engaged during this year. It's a really harmonious year for most people. And so personal year seven is reflection, learning, self-analysis. It's pursuing interests, traveling, or finding a way to escape from business pressures. It's kind of also like cocooning. It's like a cocooning stage for the psyche, in which you kind of sit back and you reflect and you analyze. You try to shed any behaviors or, you know, patterns that may be preventing your personal growth. It's a really important year.
I always call it the hermit mode.
Yeah. Year seven is the hermit year. And it's also about self-improvement and seeking counseling or therapy or higher education. And year eight is all about health and wealth and abundance. It's a potent year, and it's a big boost, a big positive boost. And it really favors career and money matters. So it would be a good year to buy a new home or find a new job or put a new business plan into action or
start a new exercise or diet regime.
Yeah, right. Anything about health is good. Or starting a new workout plan. Is that what you said, working out?
Yes. And I'm looking at the time, and the time has just flown. The time is up. I can't believe this. So I want to thank you, Raina, for celebrating our birthdays this way. I appreciate
it
very much.
Well, thanks for having me back. It was really fun.
And next week we have Kim Marie, who will be, she is an astrologer. We're going to go and look at the what's up for 2008. And until then, I'm Jennifer Hellman, wishing you, with each breath of air, you gain new insights and inspirations. Thank you for listening. Many blessings and good night.